Yeah, it's very special. You know, it's our Players Championship. It gets me into the Players Championship next year on the regular tour, which was a goal of mine to get back there again before the end of my career. So very excited, very, very excited to be able to go back there, to have won here in the inaugural Colleague Companies tournament. You know, it seems like I just met the gentleman for the first time, but seem to be very enthusiastic about being the sponsor here, and that's what makes for a good event. And so, yeah, very excited to be the champion.
Thank you, Steve. With that, we'll open up to questions from the group.
Yeah, you know, I didn't hit that bad a drive on 14, and I played over there because I didn't think I could reach the bunker over there at 14, and ended up getting right on the edge of the bunker where I didn't have a very good stance. Thought it was really going to snap hook out of there and end up making a bogey. So all of a sudden, you know, it's a one-shot, you know, game and between Harrison and I don't know what David Toms was doing up in front of us, but you know, I hit a nice solid shot in at 15, and you know, so to make that putt and then to have Harrison miss that, I mean, that really was a turning point right there. You know, that's a killer when you're on the other end of that. You know, I know that, I've been there, and it's demoralizing, and but on my end it was really fun. To be honest, I mean, that's why we're out there playing, you know, and it's and then to hit the wedge in there at 16, that's my strong suit, you know, and those guys both laid up in the my playing partners in the rough, so I had a little bit of an advantage there, and so I took advantage of my strength and hit it in there close at 16. So yeah, those two holes definitely won me the tournament. But that's fun. That's why we're playing, and that's what's exciting for me coming down the stretch to see if you can handle it. And the more times I get in there, the more times I show myself that I can handle it, the more confidence I have in being able to do it. I hit a 4-iron. It probably was a 3-iron today, but you know, I just was trying to get it in the center of the green. You know, that's not a strong suit of mine, is, you know, trying to flag a 3-iron from 220. And so I'm just looking at making a 3 and getting out of there and then, you know, playing those last three holes. So I've had that putt over the years. I know it's a little bit of a double breaker from where I was there, and it came off beautifully. It went in with perfect speed, and like I said, that's that hurts, you know, when the other guy's in there closer and he doesn't make it. You know, it was in the middle of the green, without taking my yardage book out, but it was probably a good 40 footer for sure. You know, he's probably 20, you know. Yeah, he's got a makeable putt for sure. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, I've gotten that question a lot. I'm playing very consistently. You know, I have a lot of belief and trust in what I'm doing. You know, I'm not getting rattled. You know, today I felt very comfortable out there being in that position. And I think that's the difference, you know, from now to other years on tour. And, you know, just, I never got in. You know, I won 12 times, but I never got into the contention like I'm getting into contention now on the Champions Tour. You know, I'm having more cracks at it, more times to fail, more times to succeed, and then when you do succeed, you know, you can draw off of those times. So I'm just getting in there more times now than I did on the regular tour, and yeah, I'm learning from it.
Emergence, minimal, because that's what happens at third game. will look better than you at this, that, but you just do that in some other thing. You cut it, your wife's play, not the team, 74% areas, that's lethal with your wife's play.
Yeah, and I don't know if my wedge play is any better than, I mean, I've always been a very good wedge player. I've always, you know, putted pretty well for the most part. I mean, we all go through ups and downs with a putter. I was probably a better putter than I am now. You know, I putt well still, but back then, that was definitely a strength of mine, day in and day out. You know, I was longer probably back then. You know, I would still probably take my game back then than I am now, to be quite honest with you. I think the older we get, you know, everything starts to deteriorate a little bit. You know, your length, your accuracy, everything just, you know, the up and down, the putting. But mine has seemed to kind of hang in there a little bit longer than some of the other players probably. And that's the challenge. I try to keep, you know, in shape and, you know, eat the right things and do all that kind of stuff because I want to continue to play. I want to play like Bernhard when I'm 65. So that's my goal, and so it's enjoy it while it lasts. You know, I know we don't have a lot of, you know, we're on our downward cycle out here. You know, I mean, we're not starting our careers, let me put it that way. So I'm just enjoying the ride and enjoying the time and enjoying days like today when you're able to get it done. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Nice.
But, we started off the week talking about, of course, the medal game of golf, and Bernhard mentioned that he didn't think all of golf was medal, but when you had players that were similar athletic ability, that it became medal. You went down a little bit below the leaders earlier in the week. How did you recruit and stay focused on the task at hand, stay in the
Yeah, I mean, Friday was very disappointing for me. I haven't played that poorly or hit some of the shots that I hit in a long time. I mean, they were awful. Some short irons that I'm normally very accurate with, I was missing. You know, I had this pull hook going, and I just really didn't know where it was coming from. So, that was disappointing. I went to the range Friday afternoon and hit some balls, worked on it, and, went back to some of the keys that I always go back to since 2005, and started, feeling some better things. Did not sleep very good Friday night because I was so upset the way I played, So it was an important round yesterday to come out, and I think I only missed a couple of fairways and missed about four greens yesterday and hit a couple of those shots, but not as bad. And then today was just all in all just better. I don't think my numbers were better than yesterday, but overall I hit better shots and more consistent and really put the pressure on my playing partners. You know, I mean, I was very steady and very consistent all the way around today. So that makes me happy that I was able to bounce back after Friday's round. Yeah, and I still fought that feeling like I was going to hit it to the left, even today. So it wasn't, I wasn't swinging as freely as I would like to, but I was still able to hit the shots and the proper shots at the times that I needed to. So, that makes me feel good. I'll get into why I was hitting those shots probably a little bit more after I take some time off and just try to figure out why I was doing that. But to bounce back, means a lot.
Now that you're at TPC next year, you get to go after Jerry Gregor. It's another one about him.
Yeah, well, that is a goal of mine, is to beat Jerry's record of the oldest to make the cut at the TPC. And if I do make it next year and make the cut, I would top his record, which I don't think would make him very happy. But definitely I got my sights set on that. I'm just excited to go back there and play again too. you know, it's a great tournament. It's our flagship event on tour, and I'm definitely looking forward to that. Yeah, good question. I'm not sure. I know I'm playing Flint for sure. I may throw in one of those first, either Seattle or Calgary before Flint, but I'm not sure if I will, which one or if I will.
Yeah.